In what?
In church, you would pray to...
And pray to the Lord. Step away and tell what a quiet button, would you please? That's the front door, right over that wall over there.
Right.
Don't you see a switchboard panel up there with a white button on it?
Yes, sir. See, there are two of them here.
All right, turn the white one on. The other one is for the front porch. No, that's how, well, that's it.
What would people think that they see at night that might frighten them?
Well, depends on what they're looking for.
Uh-huh.
What they might see at night is intruders or marauders or people who come in and try to force their way in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Such as that.
On Sunday, the preacher would preach a...
Preach a sermon.
The choir and the organist would provide good...
Music.
The enemy and opposite of God is called the...
Devil.
What would people sometimes think they see around graveyards?
Spooks, ghosts.
Mm-hmm. A house that ghosts might be believed to live in would be called a...
home.
Somebody might say, better put a sweater on, it's getting...
I didn't quite get that question.
Somebody might say, better put on a sweater, it's getting...
Cool. Getting cool, getting cool, getting cooler.
What would you say, somebody you meet around Christmas?
You would extend usually Christmas greetings, holiday wishes, and such as that.
And what would you say around January 1st?
Happy New Year.
Anything you might say by way of appreciation besides thank you? Would you ever say I'm much...
Well, I'm grateful to you. I deeply appreciate your considerations and your kindness and your thoughtfulness and things of that character.
If you needed to buy something, you might say, I have to go downtown to do some...
shopping.
If you made a purchase, the storekeeper might take a piece of paper and
make note of the purchase.
Or he might get some string and some heavy paper and
wrap the gift in it.
When you got home, or if you gave it to the person, they might then they would have to
open it up.
If you have